And so as you just find the right spot to release and let go, stretch out, and begin to take a few deep breaths. And let's take those deep breaths like this. Let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. As eyes return level, enter a normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. Eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then, again, for a third time now, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. Just allow your breathing now to settle down as eyes return level. And just really allow the sense of just a little more attention on your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. And let's give it some appreciation. For that is your breath, working for you all the time. You know, we've kind of given ourselves this new association to our normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. So that as you breathe in, you're breathing in the positives to your mind. And comfort to your body. And as you exhale, you're releasing negatives from the mind. And tension and stress just leave. This is a new association now, 24/7. Whether you're in your sleep state at night or in your normal, natural, walking around conscious state, or even when you're in the altered state, going to do an imagery journey like today, your breath is working for you, breathing in the positives to your mind, the comfort all around and all through, exhaling negatives from the mind, tension and stress, simply leave. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing is here, and we appreciate it. We thank it. And we're continuing to hold that sort of lovely appreciation for the willingness now that you have to take this time and this space and this place to allow some long, deep comfort to be with you. Long and deep from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and out to the ends of your fingertips. As though you could simply breathe it all in now. Breathe comfort all through and all around, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees and thighs, each and every breath releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable, and the more comfortable, the deeper. And the sensation of comfort continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath taking you deeper. That deeper inner calm now is joined by a nurturing sensation, like some warm healing hands just gently placed on your shoulders, sending comfort all around and all through. And that nurturing and that deeper inner calm, that comfort, that relaxation, starting to flow all around and all through the chest area. Just reminding you of your ability to have serenity. Serenity within and serenity without. And appreciating that ability that you have to welcome and know that serenity can be yours. And just allowing for this comforting to continue up into those shoulders where the warm healing hands were already imagined to be. And there's more flexibility. There's more warmth and comfort as all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing. And any burdens you've been carrying just sort of seem to like roll right off and drop to the floor. Just let them go now. Just let them go for now. No longer need them or want them right now. Just let them go. And feeling the warmth and feeling the comfort and the calm and the more flexibility. Still appreciating it all. Now the serenity seems to be coming more all around and all through. And this comforting continues now, taking you deeper. In fact, the deeper you go, the more comfortable you do become. And the more comfortable you do become, the deeper you go. And this sensation now of deep comfort continues, flowing down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands, fingers, releasing as you do comfort even more. And turning attention to the back area, allowing this serenity, this comfortable, nurturing feeling to flow across the upper back, clearing the way. Oh, it makes way for more clarity to come in, doesn't it? Just being open and receptive, becoming in the receiving mode with this comforting now. And down your spine, strengthening, middle back releasing, and then down deeper, all the way down deeper into the lower back area, where all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing now, smoothing out any rough edges. And then sending that, oh, so very comfortable sensation, all the way down the backside of the body to feet again. So that the moment or two when we count backwards from 5 to 0 with each count, just preparing you to be entering the comfort state now in a few more moments, in a moment when we take one more big deep cleansing breath in, not yet, but in a moment, I'll tell you when. And when we do that, you'll become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now at the base of your neck, flowing that comfort, that serenity all the way up over the back of the head, all around the crown of your head, and then down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment, and then slowly exhale. And just comforting even more now. And just bring your thought back to appreciating your breath again. Appreciating your whole being. And allowing that sense of serenity to be yours. With serenity and appreciation, it's interesting because perhaps more clarity begins to be more available as well. And so as we begin today, starting out with so much comfort, and being at ease right now. Your door of imagination opens widely, and you begin to visualize and imagine an image to come forward that stands for where things are right now. Just let it freely arise, an image that stands for where things are right now. Just simply let it appear in your mind's eye. And let's begin to notice about it. This is an image that says, here's where things are right now. And then maybe you could imagine this, that you can give it some distance so that you can detach from it a little bit. Sort of like as if you are sitting in the back of a theater and the image of where things are right now is moving across the stage and you're watching it, you're observing it. And when you use any or all of your senses to know about it from a neutral point of view, what seems to be clear for you about this image? The image that stands for where things are right now. It could be an image of you as you are right now. Or it might show up as some other thing, but it does mean where things are right now. And as you're sort of observing it from a neutral point of view, from back in the theater, it's up on the stage. Wonder what you might say about it. Like, as you're observing it and coming to know about it, like, if you wanted to talk to a friend about it later, I wonder what you might say about it. As you become aware of that, things might become more clear and clarity comes to you in the understanding about what you're observing. And then how about let's start taking charge of it. Let's begin to morph this image a little bit. Let's morph this where things are right now into a get better image. Yeah. How about moving it into an image that stands for getting better? And just allow the transformation to occur. And all along the way, to appreciate, to have clarity, to have serenity as a part of this process helps it all to become very clear to you. So we're visualizing and imagining how that image of where things are right now begins to morph into the get better image. And they're watching it. And how does it take place? And just begin to watch the morphing and get a sense of it. And once the image of where things are right now has become the get better image, really get to know that get better image. You know, what does it seem to be like now? How is it acting? What's really different about the get better image from the image of where things are right now, which is slowly morphing, but it is morphing until you can hardly see that first image anymore because now it's becoming the get better image. Now, it's a funny thing about this because as you become more familiar with the get better image, you might like to move up closer to it. Like you're moving up closer to a better seat now in the theater. Come down closer to the stage, will you? Just come down a little closer. And the image becomes bigger, doesn't it? As you move in closer, the image of get better starts getting bigger and brighter and in a sense more vibrant. There's more clarity about it now. This get better image is very clear. And boy, that's something to appreciate, isn't it? I wonder what that's doing for your serenity to get a sense of the get better image, bigger and brighter, more vibrant, more alive, as though the get better image actually feels better for you. That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, could that be possible? That the get better image actually feels better? And, well, if not quite yet, what needs to happen for it to feel better? Let's take a look at that. Maybe begin to be aware of what you're noticing. And just because you're beginning to be aware of what you're noticing, the next morph is about to begin. So as the feeling better image now begins to morph into the radiantly healthy image, oh, how does that occur? How does that occur? Well, I don't know if you're going to move up even closer in the theater or stay where you are, but begin to notice how the transformation happens. Because there kind of is, you know, a little bit more like a sense to get up close and personal with this image, as though you'd like to move right down in front of the stage. You know what that's like. Move right down in front of the stage so you can catch every detail. And as the get better image morphs again, now into the radiantly healthy image, oh, becoming familiar with that image, you're right down in front and you're noticing every detail. And just really become aware of it because, again, this is the kind of thing you want to really remember strongly in your mind. So if you wanted to talk about it, you could. Or just so that you could I'm bringing that radiantly healthy image to my mind's eye. And I know exactly what it's like. Because how does it feel to be with the radiantly healthy image right now? How's that feeling? I mean, we've been morphing it pretty good here. From where things were, to getting better, to now the radiantly healthy image. And with the closeness, being right down in the front row, right up next to the stage, looking at this radiantly healthy image, the closeness that you have with it, just do something else that's pretty kind of metaphysical. It's kind of magical almost. It's actually very healing. Allow yourself to absorb the radiantly healthy image as though you could just get the sense of assimilating it. Like it could just jump off the stage and you and the radiantly healthy image could be at one with each other. You become the image of radiantly health, a radiantly health image. And the image of radiant health becomes you. All at once, you're this one thing. So there is a joining, a oneness. Whoa. Wonder how that happens. Healing does happen, you know. You could actually kind of get a sense of this in a bigger, more kind of exciting way, and also in kind of a quiet, gentle way of just sort of being comfortable with this joining, this oneness, and start becoming aware of how it feels. How does it feel? Pretty confident, right? I mean, if you notice what you've accomplished, having become at one with the radiantly healthy image, oh, let's deepen and strengthen that idea. And it really is an upliftment for you. Deepening and strengthening that. It's such a boost to your confidence. Whoa. And as you notice what you've accomplished, having become at one with the radiantly healthy image, we're deepening and strengthening that idea as you uplift it. Uplifted, guess where we're going? You know, you already know we're going. Visualize and imagining now being at the top right of your symbolic staircase. Where you are, the radiantly healthy image. Confidence within, confidence all around. You're at one with it. Filled at the same time with serenity, healing, confidence, with a great clarity about it all, and certainly deep appreciation. So that with every step down now, you become even stronger in that oneness and in that radiantly healthy image. And now with the left foot first. At 20, we strengthen and reinforce it all. At 20, going down now. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And now drifting deeper. And as you release right here, any remaining negatives of any kind, you know that the way forward now is in full confidence and belief in this radiantly healthy image, you. And each and every day, you find yourself knowing a deeper inner strengthening is going on, a strengthening of this belief, and a strengthening of this confidence, and a strengthening of this serenity, and a strengthening of the clarity you've reached today, and a strengthening of the healing. Because now you're in the positive domain, and that healing effect is really sort of pulling you forward. And the door of your imagination opens even wider, and you almost feel as though you're pulled to walk through this next door. And guess where you're going? Right into your healing place once again. But never ever too many times, because the healing place is so serene and so calm and comfortable. And the healing effect just sort of almost like the energy of it, like just it just pulls you and wraps around you. And you're getting a sense more now that being pulled into the healing place, your deeper inner confidence of what's going on is speaking to you in ways that go beyond. And so as any or all of your senses now continue to heighten by coming to the healing place, and once again finding as you walk through your very own healing place, finding the spot where it could just be the best healing spot there is within your healing place. And you'll know it when you imagine it there. You'll just feel yourself pulled to it. And know that you've already moved forward in such a great way by morphing the image until you've gotten to the image that you're in now, that you're at one with now. And by getting to this healing spot within the healing place, it's like even more waves of serenity just sort of wash over you as you stretch out. Appreciate that breath of yours flowing in and out of your body. And feeling the washing over you waves of serenity. And feeling that deeper inner confidence within. Taking center stage right now within you. It's like it's just walking right up to the footlights and standing center stage and just saying, and this is how it goes. Healing is happening. And the confidence just is amazing. And it's something that is felt and something that feels as though it's speaking to you and is something that seems to be speaking outwardly from you. So from within you to without of you. And yet, at the same time, it's this magnificence of the clarity of your voice, the appreciation of your whole being, the confidence of feeling the strength of radiantly healthy you, and knowing that healing is happening, and serenity all around. Just oodles and oodles and waves of serenity. And now, peacefulness as well. Such a peaceful feeling of knowing you're in the good place, the healing place, and that confidence is speaking to you and to the world about your radiantly healthy you. And the belief gets stronger, and the positive expectation becomes more, and you're just simply wrapped up in a beautiful, beautiful image, a radiantly healthy image that is you, that is believing in, positively expecting in, full confidence, clarity, appreciation, serenity, and healing now. Healing now. Healing. Healing. Healing is yours. And this does become what we call a positive focusing. And a positive focusing like this, as we know, can only bring about positive results. And so that's how it goes now, positively, within your mind and all around and all through. And so at zero, we reinforce it all. And while the images may fade for now, the strength of them stays with you. And as we begin to come up and out now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being oh so very comfortable, serenity all around, all through. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.